Navy veteran Dave Lakin is the National Program Manager of the Veteran Career and Transition Team at Still Serving Veterans. Since 2006, Still Serving Veterans has supported veterans and their spouses as they transition into civilian life. Coming up next on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
With Navy Federal, you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed-rate home equity loan with zero closing costs. Or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. We're talking with Navy veteran Dave Lakin, who is the National Program Manager of the Veteran Career and Transition Team at Still Serving Veterans. Dave, welcome to the show. Before we get started, take us back. Tell us what you did in the Navy.
I originally started out as an aircraft electrician in a VAW squadron, early warning squadron in Norfolk, Virginia, and then transitioned to the intermediate level where they take all the black boxes and fix them there. I went into quality assurance and then manpower management, and I ended up as a program manager at NAVAIR headquarters for my last tour.
Nice. Yep, always remember dealing with NAVAIR once in a while, being in naval aviation. So talk about your transition. You were in the Navy for 24 years, so you retired. What was your transition like?
It was pretty smooth. My first year at NAVAIR, I was actually in charge of the transition assistance program. So I got to go through a program that they have up in the Washington metro area called RULEN. And it's very senior enlisted and officer program for transitioning out of the service. But because I ran it for NAVAIR, I was able to go through that. That set me up really well. And also being a program manager, you know, I worked directly with some prime contractors on the civilian side. So I retired out of the Navy on Friday and went to work on Monday. Didn't really have to do any interviews and worked there for the next 6 years. So my transition story is unlike most, really.
Yeah, that's the ultimate good deal transition, is you're running the transition program and you just pick which one you want to go, which one you want to work for. Already got it all lined up before you ever retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yep, that's true. Although, you know, as we know, everybody's not like that. And from a TAP manager standpoint, you feel like you've given them tons of information and then folks still struggle. But from a transitioning service member standpoint, you know, you find yourself on the other side of your exit date and you're sitting there saying, I don't know what I need to know in order to get a job. So, you know, it's a tough conversation there either way.
Yeah. So running a TAP program for several years like that, what were some of your observations with, you know, the ones that had it all figured out, the ones that were clueless? I mean, you mentioned we provide them a lot of information, but there's, you know, the guys getting out still have to take action on, you know, on that information and have a plan to put together. So what, you have any interesting observations after running a transition program like that?
Again, my situation wasn't the norm. I was the person responsible for making sure everybody got into it and went through it prior to checking out. So I had to usher them into it 6 months in advance or so. And I was dealing with 700 very senior enlisted and officers. So, you know, folks who were fairly compliant, they didn't have to deal with, you know, I'm going out to sea for a few weeks on this date, that, you know, because we're at a staff command. So very unusual situation for us. So for the most part, and being in an environment where we had lots of exposure to contractors, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's the command you go to so you can retire well.
Wow. And then after that initial job for 6 years getting out of the Navy, where did you progress? What did you progress through after that?
Well, like I said, I did that job for 6 years as a program manager. I picked up my PMP and really learned the difference between program management on the government side versus civilian side. And I kind of got burnt out on it. And towards the end of it, I started looking around for other jobs, and somebody suggested coaching to me. So I ended up buying a coaching franchise. I put away 2 years worth of paychecks to have as a, you know, my safety net, because you never want to start a business without something to lean on while you're ramping up into that profit area. So, you know, I spent 3 months training prior to buying the license, bought the license, gave notice at the company, and spent the next 6 months, you know, fully immersion training into the franchise. And then the next 5 years running out that license and learning the rules of the road of not only running my own business, but, you know, my vocation at that point was as a business coach, and I was helping other business owners to be good at running their own business.
Becoming a member of Navy Federal Credit Union can help you earn more and save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal's savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt? You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed-rate home equity loan with zero closing costs, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loans subject to approval. I'm back talking with Navy veteran Dave Lakin, who's the National Program Manager of the Veteran Career Transition Team at Still Serving Veterans. Man, that's a mouthful. All right, Dave, so...
It's a long one.
A franchise coaching program. Tell us about that. First of all, like the aspects of what it's like buying a franchise, working within the franchise framework, and coaching also.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it was Action Coach Business Coaching, and there's still a thriving business coaching organization today. When I got there, they're about 25 years old. They had been named by Forbes and Inc. and a number of other magazines as the number one business coaching firm in the world. They had a program to discount veterans a little bit. Funny stories, they actually, for 1 year, they gave licenses away. I bought mine $65,000 in 2013 or 2014. For a while, they were giving them away to veterans, and they found that, you know, the veterans would take the license, take the training, and then do nothing with it. And it wasn't until they had some skin in the game, had to buy their own license, that they became successful. So that was an interesting aside there, I thought, at least.
I've heard that story many times.
But buying into the franchise, say it again?
I've heard that story many times where companies and organizations trying to help out veterans, so they give them things basically for free. And nobody does anything with it because you, like exactly what you said, they don't have any skin in the game. They got nothing to lose. They don't take it serious. It's just another handout. So that's very common. I've heard that many times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the coaching that we did was business growth coaching and eventually executive coaching. I also went to John Maxwell, got certified through them, and two other organizations. One to be, you know, much better at being an executive coach, and another one at addressing the employee engagement piece and the employee base of a company specifically. So through those four genres, so to speak, I wrapped a business around it. When I came to the end of the franchise, you know, there were things that I wanted to do that I wasn't going to be able to do under that license. So I let it drop off. But I will say Action Coach is a phenomenal organization. You're just not going to get a lot better training on it. And the coaches who have been there for years and even some of the new ones, I'm sure, they're just wonderful people. There's nothing like being in a room with 500 coaches who all have a very similar mindset and want nothing more than the person in front of them to succeed.
Yeah. And what was the name of the coaching franchise?
Action Coach Business Coaching. Action Coach, one word.
And they've been around for quite a while. I don't think I've ever heard of them.
They started in Australia and then moved to the United States, and now they're here, home based out of Las Vegas.
Yeah. So you're running your own business. What were some of the initial yes. aspects of lessons learned from running your own business?
Well, the franchise model, you have support from the home office, right? And they give you, you know, this whole process and methodology that's completely mapped out. You can use their logo, use their forms. They give you continuous ongoing training in their intellectual property and methods. And so you have that, just like in the military, you have that team of people you can always rely on, that resource that you can always lean back to, whether it's the wardroom or the chief's mess or first class association, whatever your organization is, you can always lean back to them. And then I didn't have that, much like transitioning out of the service. You know, it was that feeling of isolation where I felt like I had just lost all my resources and my tribe. And same thing when I gave up that franchise, they said, okay, we have a non-compete agreement for 2 years, and if we catch you, you're going to be in trouble. And so I had to kind of reinvent the way I did business so that I didn't, you know, get in trouble with them with my non-compete agreement. And then, of course, right on top of that, COVID hit. And so companies were pulling back their resources. They, you know, you couldn't meet face to face anymore. You couldn't get in there shoulder and shoulder and go over financials and things like that. So we had to learn how to do things over Zoom. And you know, financially, people were pulling back their resources because they didn't know, can I afford this business coach, or can I just take what I've already learned and what I know from my own experience and go do my best to be successful till we get past COVID? And much like, you know, I had to do the same thing as most of my clients had to do. And luckily, a few stuck around, but it was difficult for sure. Yeah. Another piece there, the franchise comes with its own marketing arm. And when you're on your own, you got to find your own marketing. And that can be difficult because there's little barriers of entry into that field. And, you know, anybody who ever got good at social media was all of a sudden a marketing person.
Yeah. So eventually, so you got out of the coaching business. How did you find Still Serving Veterans, and what are you guys doing there at Still Serving Veterans?
Well, being an entrepreneur, you know, kind of a one man business, the only way to get business is to be out in rooms full of people, shaking hands and getting to know people and business owners and business leaders and finding out what they do and sharing what you do. So in that, you know, 6 or 7 years that I was hardcore into my business, I got out and met everybody in town. And so I knew Still Serving Veterans. And then after COVID, and I decided, you know, to some extent, I was going to have to give up my business. I still have it. I still take clients. But I was going to have to back off and supplement my income with something. I didn't really want to go back to program management. So I came to Still Serving Veterans, and they helped me to retool my resume and my LinkedIn account. And we talked about the current state of job searching and what that looks like today. And, you know, because remember, I didn't really have to do all the interviews and the job searching when I came out of the Navy. And then fast forward that, you know, at this point, it was, you know, 12 years. And I still had never really had to do an interview other than sitting and talking to clients and convincing them that they need the business coach. But, you know, the traditional job search, writing a resume, all that stuff was foreign to me at 54 years old, doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
So, you know, Still Serving Vets filled in those holes for me. They've been here since 2006 and they're just amazing at what they do. And then, you know, they saw my coaching background, my program management background, retired military, and you know, I was job searching, but not really for a full-time anything. They said, why don't you come work for us? And so I'm privileged enough to be here in a leadership position.
Awesome. So what are you doing? What are your duties these days as the national program manager for their veteran career transition team?
So a little bit about the program. Like I said, we write resumes and LinkedIn. We do mock interviews. We do salary negotiation. We help people with USA Jobs applications. We do training around all of that. And this year we're attending 33 job fairs through our friends at Recruit Military and Your Next Mission, two different organizations that, you know, what their majority project is putting together job fairs. So I travel a lot to do that. And we have, you know, other teammates here at SSV that travel to those as well. And that's really a recruitment, you know, get out in front of veterans and show them what we can do for them. Everything that we do is free. A lot of your viewers will be familiar with Call of Duty, the video game folks. Yeah. They have what's called the Call of Duty Endowment, where they help to fund 10 veteran-centric nonprofits. And up to, in the case of a few of them, as much as $10 million per organization. We don't get that much,
yeah.
But we do get a healthy seven-figure allotment from them and have for the last 10 years. So awesome. We really appreciate them. We have donors from lots of other folks, large companies in the contracting community. We also partner with Department of Labor and some other bigger names in the veteran space, like Combined Arms, the United Way, American Legion, folks like that. And every day is a new adventure. We work with, you know, 1,000 veterans at any one time to help them to transition well out of the service and to find the best job that they can manage, that they deserve, as soon as possible, you know, after they need a job. Sometimes they're not in transition. They might just be between jobs.
Wow. And you said at any given, you guys are working with up to 1,000 veterans at any time, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you numbers wise, like typically in a year, how many veterans are you guys serving? Do you know those numbers?
So we kind of count people by hires. That's the brass ring.
Okay.
So last year we had 1,358 hires. This year we have a goal for closer to 1,600.
Great.
But to do that, you know, we have multiple conversations per person. It's our main feature is that we work with you one-to-one, veteran to veteran, for free, no cost ever, to help you find a job. And we bring all our expertise of 18 years of doing it. So, you know, it's just working with them one-on-one. But like I said, to get those 1,358 hires last year, took over 20,000 conversations. We document every conversation, our notes and stuff for our donors.
Sure.
But, you know, 12,000 or 20,000 conversations resulting in 1,350 jobs with an average annual income of 72,000. So pretty good.
That's really good. I mean, from everything I know and what I've heard, that's like phenomenal. Documented jobs attained. So that's awesome. So you guys have been still serving veterans has been around since 2006. It's been a long time. So do you guys have any special relationships with companies that are always looking to hire veterans? I'm sure you not only have relationships with the veterans, but you've been in this business long enough where you've got, you know, connections or a shoe in with certain companies that are always looking for folks getting out. What do those relationships look like?
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, you know, Huntsville, Alabama is the materiel hub for the Army. So everything that gets bought by the and distributed within the Army, even tested and, you know, becomes a program, it all comes through Huntsville. So every recruiter every contractor of any, you know, size for the Army is here in Huntsville. So we know all those companies, at least the government contracting centric companies. And, you know, our relationships with those recruiters, you know, on their team, you know, if you can imagine Boeing and Huntington Ingalls and Lockheed Martin, you know, they have a recruiter here, but that's a team member of their whole national recruiting team, right?
Sure.
So, you know, I have a list of 100 or so, 150 or so email addresses. So when a veteran comes to me from Huntsville, I send out, you know, we fix up their resume and then I send it to those, you know, recruiting leaders and say, you know, here's a resume. If it's good for you, great. If you know somebody else might be a better fit for it, a different company, please pass it along. most of the folks on that list are veterans as well. So we're all in it together. And that's the big message to people who come out the door feeling isolated, feeling like they've lost their tribe and they need new resources. We're still here. We wear a different uniform, but we're still here for you. You just got to tap into those veteran communities and reestablish that new veteran network. Everybody's out of uniform, but they're all still soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen. They all still want to help you to be successful.
Yeah. What's the landscape look like these days with like the TAMP, TAP, Army Career Program, all those transition programs? They probably all got different names now, but what's the status? Like, you probably deal with them a lot too, on the folks getting outside. What do those transition programs look like? And you talking with those programs a lot, and the job fair market and how that's going?
So the TAP program across the military is run in tandem between Department of Labor, the VA, and DOD. And in the last couple of years, they've had the Employment Navigator program, which is a pilot program, and now it's a fully funded program. That happened last quarter, I think. And they have worked very closely with us industry partners. Initially, they had 25, then they ended up with about 50 industry partners. We would meet monthly on Zoom and talk about our best practices, which is kind of opening the kimono for us as a nonprofit, because we don't want to tell everybody all the special stuff that we do and how we do it, because the other nonprofits will go do it. But it's not about us. It's about the veterans. And there's 6 million plus veterans out there, and, you know, 3% of them need a job. So the Department of Labor and the other services took all those best practices and spent, you know, continuously over almost 2 years implementing new practices that were working out here in the veteran service organization industry. And so TAP today, you know, you went through it in 2013, I think, is completely different from the TAP you went through just 11 years ago.
Yeah.
It's completely different and to the better. Is it perfect? No. They're still dealing with lots and lots of people every day. Some people may not get the best information. You know, they're not in the right headset to receive it all. We still got med board problems. But at the end of the day, that program is worlds better. And the driving force behind that has really been Department of Labor.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're...
And so the other part of your question was like Soldier for Life and those kinds of programs as well. We were at the AUSA conference up in D.C. back in October, November, and met with the new head, the colonel in charge of Soldier for Life. And he's amazing. And that program and sister programs and the other services are thriving. And they didn't have those 10 years ago either. If they did, nobody knew about them.
Yeah, they were pilot programs or, you know, very small test programs. I think they were playing around with those probably 10 years ago. If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So what, kind of lost my train of thought there. So what do you see in most, like what does the prepared veteran look like, to come out into the job market? And are you seeing with the programs being much better, are you seeing, folks getting out better prepared, or is there still that great divide between, you know, corporate America and the veterans on the other side trying to get hired?
Well, it's a pretty, pretty broad spectrum there. You know, if you're retiring, you get 2 years to go through TAP, and they actually encourage you to go through it more than once. Part of that reason is if you get your retirement orders 2 years out, maybe at the 18 to 20 month period, you're going through it for the first time, but you still have a year and a half left before you actually retire. But now you know the current TAP program, and you can go force feed it to your junior folks who really need to start now preparing for getting out. You know, if you're first term or planning on doing a second term, then now is the time to start working on your associate's degree and bachelor's degree. Get your degree under your belt before you get out. That way, if you know, you can use your GI Bill later on to get your master's degree or to get some other degree. But a lot of people just don't take that advice. You know, they kind of whiz through the TAP program. They don't pay a lot of attention. They do the obligatory resume, but not very well. So there's a full spectrum of folks there. And I already mentioned the med board folks who kind of get jammed out the door unexpectedly and don't have all that time to prepare. For the people who go through the program in a timed manner, the way each of the services have set up, who pays attention and is willing to put in some effort towards their success within that month or so after they take off the uniform, they're going to do great. And that's probably half of the folks out there. The other half need help from organizations like my own. TAP is largely going to write you off. When you go out the door, you probably get a couple of surveys at the 6 month and 12 month period to see how your transition went. But really at that point, they've handed you over to us and our sister organizations out here. So to the extent that you make use of that, and that's why there's that partnership program with Department of Labor, so they can steer you to our organizations to continue that help and resource to help you complete the transition. That answered most of your question, at least.
Yeah, I think so. What I was going to say earlier with the TAP programs, if you do start a couple years out, you can go to the program, you can go through different programs or go through them as many times as you want, as long as your command will let you leave and you take the time to go. If you might be retiring from one of those places that maybe doesn't have a very good one or doesn't have one at all, you might have to travel. So give you the opportunity to go to one on the East Coast or go to one on the West Coast, or go to one in the vicinity where you might want to relocate to, that kind of thing. So, and if you're retiring, usually there's versions of, there's executive versions of those programs too, sometimes with senior enlisted, senior officers can go through it. So there's really so much there that you can, pun intended, tap into. And if you have the time and the luxury of going to it more than once, you know, go to a different program near a different base or station, and you'll get different morsels and different golden nuggets from each time you go through.
There are, you know, there's a job out there for everybody. Being senior enlisted or officer doesn't guarantee you a job by any means. You still have to put together the resume. You still have to do the networking. You still have to go through interviews. And just because you're, you know, you only did 4 years in, maybe you came out with some certifications and some maybe a degree. But, you know, if you didn't do that, I came out with no degree, no certifications as an E7. I walked into a job. They said, your resume says 24 years of experience. We're going to give you 20 and take away 4 in lieu of a degree. Come work for us, start on Monday. And so there are companies out there like that. They're becoming fewer of them, but there's a job for everybody who did a successful tour in the service. You have leadership skills, time management, stick-to-itiveness, reliability, problem solving, all these things that they need badly in the civilian world. And if you can dress yourself and show up with a good attitude every day, knowing that you're not going to get deployed and shot at, and happy to do the work and be a good example and ambassador of the U.S. military, then that's the best we can ask for. But if you're willing to go do the work, there's absolutely a job out there for you.
Awesome. Well, Dave, getting close to the end of our time, how do we find out more about Still Serving Veterans?
You can go to ssv.org, Still Serving Veterans. So ssv.org. And find out everything you want to know about us there. Connect with us on LinkedIn. I connect with everybody on LinkedIn. I'm not hard to find, Dave Lakin. And we're glad to help you. You come to us, and if we are not the answer at 18 years in the space, we know somebody who is the answer for whatever the problem is you have. So we're glad to talk to everybody. And Joe, I absolutely appreciate the time you've given me today.
You bet. Well, thank you, Dave, for what you're doing, and say hello to everybody there at Still Serving Veterans from all of us. Really appreciate what you guys are doing. Those are some phenomenal numbers. I haven't heard those kind of success rates. I mean, when you're defining gold standard for success is job hire, that's a pretty lofty goal, and you guys are really knocking it out of the park when it comes to that. So good on you, and Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
All right. These two veterans are Oscar Mike. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.